penghormatan kebesaran.
Everyone is going to giving the salute to the president right now. To the president here, for everyone, not just the infantry who are in the field, but for everyone. President is also giving a salute to everyone here while the marching band plays the song to accompany the event here.
Toko senjata!
Laporan Komandan Upacara kepada Inspektur Upacara.
The ceremony commando is going to the report to the inspector, or Pak Prabowo Subianto, to tell that the event is going to start. Everything is going as planned and everything is going well.
Dalam rangka peringatan hari ulang tahun ke-80 kemerdekaan Republik Indonesia tahun 2025, siap dimulai.
Laksanakan.
Everything is all clear and the commando is heading back again to his post to lead for the start of the ceremony to begin.
Peringatan detik-detik proklamasi.
Right now we are waiting for the seconds of the proklamasi to begin. The firing of cannons is starting to show that the event is starting real soon. The cannon is also shot to show the respect for the heroes of the Indonesian party, to be remembered and honored for their fight for the independence of this country.
Tanda kebesaran buka.
Hormat senjata!
Everyone is giving them the salute to the heroes, to respect them and to honor them for their sacrifice for the better of our nation.
Toko senjata!
And they are also giving the salutation to the inspector of the event.
Pembacaan teks proklamasi.
And after this, we will listen to the reading of the proclamation text here. After this,
Bangsa Indonesia,
that is being read by the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto.
Kemerdekaan Indonesia. Hal-hal yang mengenai pemindahan kekuasaan dan lain-lain diselenggarakan dengan cara seksama dan dalam tempo yang sesingkat-singkatnya. Jakarta, 17 Agustus 1945, atas nama Bangsa Indonesia, Soekarno-Hatta.
tanda kebesaran Tutu.
Hormat senjata! Rup!
They are also giving again the salutation for the inspector of the ceremony.
Togo, senjata! Berang!
Mengheningkan cipta, dipimpin oleh Inspektur Upacara.
We are going to listen to Mengheningkan Cipta that is being going to be led by Inspector of the Ceremony, Prabowo Subianto, to honor the heroes of Indonesia.
Ta. Mulai.
Pembacaan doa oleh Menteri Agama Republik Indonesia.
Now we are going to be reading the prayers that is going to be led by the Ministry of Religion of Indonesia.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Selamat pagi, salam sejahtera untuk kita semuanya. Salam, Om Swastiastu, Namo Buddhaya, salam kebajikan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin, hamdan syakirin, hamdan na'imin, hamdan yuafi ni'amahu wa yukafi mazidah. Ya Rabbana lakal hamd. كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك الكريم وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله يا حميد يا شكور pagi hari yang cerah ini kami para hamba-Mu menyaksikan cahaya wajah-Mu memancar ke dalam lubuk hati kami paling dalam, seolah-olah menyaksikan syahdunya detik-detik proklamasi kemerdekaan negeri kami 80 tahun yang lalu. Pagi hari ini, hamba-Mu betul-betul bersyukur atas kekuatan yang Engkau berikan kepada para leluhur kami yang telah berjuang dan mempertaruhkan segalanya untuk meraih kemerdekaan ini. Terimalah mereka semua sebagai syuhada dan berikan tempat yang amat layak di sisimu. Dan jadikanlah kami semua sebagai generasi pelanjut yang tidak akan pernah memalukan para pendiri bangsanya. Ya Allah, Ya Afu, Ya Ghafur, ampunilah seluruh dosa dan kehilafan para orang tua biologis dan orang tua intelektual spiritual kami, khususnya para pahlawan kusuma bangsa yang gugur di medan juang. Ampuni juga segenap para pemimpin bangsa kami. Jauhkan kami semua dari segala bentuk fitnah, perpecahan, bencana, dan petaka yang dapat mengembalikan bangsa kami ke titik nol. Secara khusus, kami memohon kepadamu, wahai Zat yang Maha Penolong, berikanlah kemampuan dan kemudahan untuk mewujudkan astacita Presiden dan Wakil Presiden kami tercinta. Semoga program ini betul-betul berkah untuk mengorbitkan martabat bangsa kami. Izinkan kami juga menitipkan segenap generasi pelanjut dan pewaris bangsa kami. Kami yakin di dalam genggamanmu, mereka akan lebih tangguh memelihara citra diri di dalam mengemban amanah luhur para pendiri bangsanya. Ya Allah, Ya Aziz, Ya Wakil, masih panjang jalan yang harus kami tempuh, masih besar tantangan yang kami harus lewati, dan masih banyak tanggung jawab yang harus kami emban. Sinergikanlah segenap potensi bangsa kami untuk melewati tantangan itu. Kami yakin di bawah ma'unahmu, maka tantangan itu lebih mudah kami lewati dengan baik. Hambamu sudah berikhtiar. Selanjutnya kami pasrahkan semuanya kepadamu. Rabbana atina fid dunia hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adzabannar. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Undangan disilahkan duduk kembali.
The audience is now be permitted to sit down again, and we will move on to the next part of the ceremony. The troops are now preparing themselves to move to prepare themselves for the hosting ceremony that is not long will start. Troops are divided into three parts. That means the 17th of August in 1945, and each one has their own name to it to represent the Day of Independence of Indonesia.
Hantai! Hop! Lapor pengibaran sang merah putih siap.
Laksanakan.
Laksanakan.
The preparation of the hoisting of the flag is now ready, and the flag is going to be taken by the person who is in charge from the Paskibraka, who are going to take the flags from the president himself. The girl is walking up towards the president to take the flag and is then going to be prepared to be hoisted in the ceremony later. Each step
penyerahan is sang merah putih oleh inspektur upacara kepada pembawa bendera.
The president is now giving the flag to the Paskibraka that is going to be hoisted. President firmly placed it, kissing it as a sign of respect and honor for the nation. The flag is being taken down while looking backwards, and it's a serious thing that needs to do because it takes lots of practice to not mess up during the event. The troops is now preparing to march themselves to go to the pole of the flag that is going to be hoisted, and the ceremony is now going to start.
Hadap kanan, hadap kiri. Berang.
Jalan di depan. Berang. Henti.
The flag is going to be taken to the pole, and it is going to start where the person who is going to give the flag to the one who's going to raise it is going to prepare themselves, and the formation itself is really amazing. It's showing the number 80 to know and remind us that this is the 80th Independence Day of Indonesia.
Henti! Gerak! Luruskan! Lurus! Tiga! Langkah! Gerban! Jalan!
Now the flag is going to be given to the hoister. There are three people who are going to hoist this flag, and the president seems proud of the young kids, young ones, for them to be in this place. This is such an intense moment for them because this is a one in a lifetime opportunity for them to raise the flag nationally, telling the world that Indonesia is still here, standing strong.
Undangan dimohon berdiri.
And now the hoisting of the flag is now ready. The attendees are being told to stand up and give them their salute to the opening of the flag of Indonesia.
Bendera! Siap!
Penghormatan kepada Sang Merah Putih dipimpin oleh Komandan Upacara.
And now, giving the salute to the flag of Indonesia.
Hormat senjata! Rock!
While the Indonesia Raya is being played, we must give them salute.
putih. Hormat, gerak. Tegak, gerak. Balik kanan. Langkah, tegap, maju. Jalan.
The flag hoisting is a success and it is, they are going back before giving them the salute to the Indonesian flag.
Kanan, kanan, patokan kanan.
Hente! Gerak! Patok! Hormati! Langkah, tegap, maju, jalan, jalan, di tempat, gerak,
undangan disilahkan duduk kembali.
The audience is given the permission to go back to their seats after the hoisting of the ceremony.
Hadap kanan, hadap kiri.
The preparation of the flag is finished and we will move on after the commando telling the troops to go back after the hoisting of the flag.
Pengibaran Sang Merah Putih telah dilaksanakan. Laporan selesai.
Terima kasih. Kembali ke tempat.
Kembali ke tempat. Hadap kiri.
dua kali, belok kanan, langkah, tegap, maju, jalan.
The Indonesian flag is already up in the air and the hoisting ceremony is done, and now the troops is going back here celebrating the Indonesia and the releasing of the pigeon signalizing the free Indonesia. Cheering because of how the successful day of the Indonesian flag is being raised. Now everyone is going back, and we will be back after the hoist down of the Indonesian flag.
Undangan dimohon berdiri.
Jalan.
Andika Bhayangkari.
Can see the Indonesian up in the air, moving freely, saying that Indonesia is free.
Kepada Inspektur Upacara.
Upacara telah dilaksanakan. Laporan selesai.
Terima kasih. Lanjutkan kegiatan. Kerjakan.
Kerjakan.
Penghormatan kebesaran
kepada Inspektur Upacara. Hormat senjata. Gerak.
Presiden Republik Indonesia dimohon duduk di mimbar kehormatan untuk menyaksikan persembahan pagelaran kesenian dan Frey Pass TNI Polri.
Of appreciation to continue with the event.
Undangan disilahkan duduk kembali.
Lepas! Sangkur! Berat! Komandan yang berpedang, sarungkan pedang! Para komandan pasukan, sesuaikan rencana. Kerjakan!
Balik kanan! Berat! 4 langkah! Ke depan, jalan. Empat langkah ke depan, jalan. Empat langkah ke depan, jalan. Empat langkah ke depan, jalan. Balik kanan. Rang. Istirahat di tempat. Rang.
Persembahan lagu Hari Merdeka oleh Sekolah Rakyat, Orkestra dan Paduan Suara Nasional, Gita Bahana Nusantara.
Listener, the official hoisting ceremony is now officially done, and After this, there will be lots of side events, just like we are watching right now. We have Singi Sanjaya music arrangement that are singing Indonesia Raya. But, and then for listener, after this, there will be a lot of more events and performances on today. But don't go anywhere, because Voice of Indonesia will then continue showing you more of information about the 80th independence of Indonesia live from our reporters. So don't go anywhere, because after this we'll be right back. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Alhamdulillah, setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources.
Daya alamnya itu
so it is better for blessing and bagus, more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah Testimony, Head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact, even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. from 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan. Waktu itu kan
earlier on Monday evening itu, if I was not mistaken ya, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening jaga-jaga. There was seen smoke at the time general waktu election itu, would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Selasa, Rabu, only smoke on Monday. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday evening, the big eruption happened.
Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred getaran, overflow, getaran, smoke, getaran, and lava.
Kalau kita
there was no eruption. Nah, there were only thunder and fiber. If we stored nah, water burr, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slowly feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, It was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman.
If we dig the content of Galunggung Das, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant.
Pengembangan.
One of them is
pertumbuhan tanaman.
Manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air Galunggung itu
before Galunggung erupted,
beras
its product was normal,
ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice
kalau
quality is
kalau
also
tidak
better.
Percaya itu merek
Galunggung rice,
beras
which is
Cianjur,
produced from Galunggung water,
di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So
dari
that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
Cianjur,
certifying.
If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Really,
the soaking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO.